Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, The Adventures of Superman. In a secret cave in the Black Forest of Germany, a Nazi chemist succeeded in dissolving a piece of pure, highly radioactive kryptonite, which had been stolen by Der Teufel, a brilliant but unscrupulous scientist. Teufel prepared to inject the solution into the veins of a young Nazi, who in a short time, he said, would become an atomic monster, able to generate such intense power and energy within his body that the entire world, including Superman, would become his slave. Meanwhile, an American military police sergeant named Bill Nelson had traced Teufel to an inn from which an underground tunnel led to the cave in the forest. In a gunfight with the innkeeper, Nelson and a companion were wounded. And as we continue now at the American occupation base in a nearby village, a radio operator hurriedly summons Major Carroll, the commanding officer. Listen.
Major Carroll, will you come here, sir?
Yes, Teufel, what is it?
We've been getting a signal from Sergeant Nelson, sir. I think he's in trouble.
Well, what kind of trouble?
I don't know. I can't quite make him out. Something about... Listen.
Nelson. Calling. Base. Nelson.
There he is again.
Calling.
You hear him, sir?
Yes, answer him.
Base.
Well, I have, but he doesn't seem to hear him.
Try again.
South Central Zone 3 to Sergeant Nelson. We hear you. What's the trouble? Come in.
What's the matter with him? He doesn't answer.
No, he doesn't.
Need help. Wounded.
Says he needs help. He's wounded. Ask him where he is.
Yes, sir. Where are you, Bill? Where are you?
I traced.
What was that? Something about trace. He said that before.
Teufel.
Teufel? Great Caesar, he's trying to tell us he's traced to Teufel. Tell him we heard him and ask him where he is.
Yes, sir. We heard you, Bill. You traced Teufel and you're wounded. Tell us where you are.
In.
In? Where?
Gottfried. Oh.
He said that...
Gottfried. He must mean Gottfried's Inn. I'll go there at once. Now stand by, Corporal. I may have an important message for you to flash to Berlin. Lieutenant Harris.
As Major Carroll and a detachment of soldiers start for Gottfried's Inn, Superman, unaware of this latest development, has made an important decision. After one more fruitless effort to find Der Teufel, the Man of Steel, in his guise of reporter Clark Kent, has just entered the office of Colonel Greeley, Chief of American Intelligence.
I've come to say goodbye, Colonel.
Goodbye? Where are you going, Kent?
Back to America.
But you're here on the Teufel story. You're not going home before we find him.
I must. If he hasn't been found by now, he won't be.
Nonsense, Kent. It may take time, but we'll get him eventually.
Eventually is too late, Colonel. 1 week more, even 1 day more, may be too late.
Too late for what?
To save Superman. And perhaps far more than Superman.
Save Superman? Oh, you're harping on that kryptonite nonsense again.
Believe me, Colonel, it isn't nonsense. Kryptonite is Superman's one mortal enemy.
Oh, come now, Kent.
Believe me, it is. And now Der Teufel has it. He's one of the most brilliant scientists Germany ever developed. And he knows the power of that kryptonite. He's trying to develop some sort of an atom man with it to rule the world.
An atom man, huh?
Yes.
Look, Kent, you're too smart a reporter to believe anything as fantastic as that.
Well, they said the atomic bomb was fantastic too, Colonel, before the first one fell on Hiroshima.
Yes, but an atom man? That's too incredible.
I hope so, but I'm not at all sure. That's why I can't waste another minute. I've got to get back to Metropolis where where a friend of mine is trying to perfect a defense against the kryptonite.
A defense for Superman?
That's right. So I'll be saying goodbye, Colonel, and thanks for everything.
Well, there's nothing to thank me for, Kent. I've enjoyed having you around. But have a nice trip home and say hello to the Statue of Liberty for me.
I will. So long, Colonel.
Goodbye.
Well, let's see. Plenty of deserted offices at this late hour. Yeah, this will do. I'll just close the door. And out of these clothes. Colonel Greeley thinks that nothing for
Superman to worry about, eh? Well, I know there is. Dr. Millicent must find some defense against the kryptonite. That's my only chance to survive. There we are, all set. Up with this window, and back to Metropolis.
Up, up, and away!
Leaping high into the starry night sky, Superman streaks away to the west, across the continent of Europe and out over the broad Atlantic toward Metropolis. Meanwhile, in a musty, dimly lit cave deep in the Black Forest of Germany, the dread menace which Superman fears is being prepared against him. On a rough bunk lies a tall, slim, blonde-haired young German. His eyes are closed and he breathes heavily, laboriously, his chest straining to its utmost as the breath rasps from his lips. A long rubber tube extends from a taped clasp on his forearm to a glass vial suspended above the bunk, in which the last drops of a thick, brilliantly green liquid are disappearing into the tube. Leaning over one side of the bunk, his eyes popping behind thick-lensed spectacles, is Der Teufel, his fingers on the sleeping German's pulse. On the other side, his face white and tense, stands the shaggy-haired chemist, Professor Milch.
How is his pulse, Teufel?
It is very rapid. But in a few moments, when the kryptonite solution is taken into his blood, it will recede to normal.
You say it will, but how do you know? Such an experiment as this has never been attempted before.
I am confident we will succeed.
You are confident. It is not your son who lies there, it is mine.
You offered him for this great service to the fatherland, and he pleaded for the honor. Do you now regret it?
Nein, of course not. It is just that now I'm afraid for him.
You should not be afraid. Rather be proud. For I give your son the opportunity of visiting such terror and destruction upon his hated enemies as is almost beyond imagination. But first, the great Superman will bow to him and do his will.
Yeah, that is good, Teufel, good. But why does he not regain consciousness? The solution is all gone now from the vial.
In a moment. The kryptonite is a great shock to his system. Remove the transfusion tube.
Yeah.
I will attach the converter so that when he awakes, he will be ready.
Yeah? That small square box you attach to his throat, that is the converter?
Yeah. It fits above the jugular vein. This little switch here. When it is thrown, an impulse flashes to the kryptonite in his blood, rearranging the outer structures of the atoms. They rush toward his hands, on which he will wear the meshed platinum and thorium gloves I showed you. At that point, the nucleus of the atom is broken, and there will emerge from his fingers such a stream of energy that anything in its path, be it men or great buildings or even mountains, will disappear as if they had never been there.
Yeah, the theory I understand, Teufel. You need not lecture me as if I was a schoolboy. But so far, it's only a theory. My son's life is at stake. But I wish to know, will the theory become a fact?
Wait. It begins.
You mean?
See, his labored breathing subsides. And feel for yourself how his pulse beat lowers.
Yeah, it appears normal now. And see, his eyelids flutter.
Yeah. In a moment, Milch. In a moment, our atom man will be born.
Rigid with excitement, Der Teufel and Professor Milch bend over the tall, blonde German youth on the bunk as the other Nazis in the cave crowd close behind them. We'll return in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. But first, here's a mighty swell suggestion.
Say, gang, you'll want to spread the news around to all your friends that you're collecting those slick new comic buttons that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because that's the only way they'll know you can trade duplicates with them. And you won't want to miss out on that fun. You want to be sure you round out your collection of all 18 different buttons. Yep, that's 18 different comic strip characters. Like Smitty and K.O. and Herbie and Superman, of course. And the best part is, you don't have to send in a single penny for these sharp new comic buttons. Not even a box top. Fact is, you can't buy them anywhere. But you can ask Mom to get you a package of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Inside each package, there's a thrilling prize. One of these bright new comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. Remember, that's P.E.P. Pep. Made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. In a musty, dim-lit cave in the Black Forest of Germany, where Der Teufel has injected Professor Milch's son with a solution of kryptonite, Teufel, Milch, and 10 other Nazis gaze down breathlessly at the tall, blonde young German on the rough bunk. 1 minute, 2 minutes have passed since the youth's eyelids quivered and he seemed to be regaining consciousness. Now, Professor Milch's voice trembles as he says,
What is wrong, Teufel? Why does he not regain consciousness?
I do not know.
See how pale he is. But his pulse, feel his pulse, it grows so faint.
Yeah,
I do not understand.
But why do you just stand there? Do something.
There's nothing that I can do. Everything seemed most satisfactory. He seemed to absorb the shock of the transfusion well. You saw yourself how his labored breathing subsided and his pulse lowered. Perhaps in a moment.
In a moment he will be dead.
Give me
no more words. Save my son. Do something, I tell you.
Restrain yourself, Mir.
Restrain myself. I tell you that my son is... There's no heartbeat.
There must be.
There's not. He is... You've murdered my son, Teufel.
Impossible.
My son.
Everything went as planned. My computations were exact. I checked them over
you
and over.
You killed him, I tell you. You killed him.
Impossible, I say. Impossible. I could not make such a mistake. It is impossible.
Scowling, the Teufel shakes his head stubbornly as he glowers down at the pale, motionless body of the young German on the cot. Is the youth really dead? And has Der Teufel's monstrous plot against Superman and all civilization failed? Or is the crafty and brilliant scientist right when he continues to repeat?
Impossible, I say. He cannot be dead. Der Teufel cannot be wrong. It is impossible.
What is the truth?
Don't fail to hear tomorrow's exciting episode when we learn. Tune in, same time, same station, for The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.